Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast, live from Los Angeles, California, and the Mobile Command Studio. Finally got access to my list of contributors over the last year or so, and I have some people to thank, which we're going to do in this podcast. I'm also going to let you know where I'm headed next, but I'm going to grab myself. I got a little throat coat tea. Get that out of the cabinet. Whoops, why isn't that working? Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah, there's a few little things that I have to occasionally struggle with, but other than that, we're parked on a driveway in Los Angeles, California. It's been cold here, and it's kind of beautiful sunny day today. It rained yesterday. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I got the door open. I'm sitting out here in the driveway, and we're going to do a podcast. Podcast 351, The Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, I have to mention that xgovernmentcars.com grand reopening event is on. xgovernmentcars.com has nicer, newer vehicles, including Chargers, Impalas, next-gen Fords, which is the Ford Police sedan, which is a sweet car, plus trucks, vans, and SUVs. And here's the thing. Great financing for all levels of credit. Whether you are good, bad, or ugly, everybody gets approved. xgovernmentcars.com only carries one owner, professional maintained government and fleet vehicles. So now I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, including the ambulance. I've had 3 Crown Vics and this ambulance, and I honestly can speak very, authoritatively about the help and the assistance that Ed Johnson and the staff at xgovernmentcars.com provides. And when you go to the chat rooms, you're going to hear, you always read these, well, these things are road hard and put up wet and everything else. It's not true. Government cars are well-maintained because they have to be. And I've really had very few problems with any of my cars that can't be addressed, really easily. But here's the thing. You really never know what you're getting at these other dealers that also sell cop cars. And I think that's the source of a lot of these problems. Only xgovernmentcars.com has it all. And here's the deal. Ed Johnson's been doing this for a long time. He knows where to get these cars. He knows how to get good ones. He also offers cash deals, so that's a good thing. 3-day satisfaction guarantee on the car, financing for all levels of credit, and you can apply online safely 24/7 at xgovernmentcars.com or visit 2420 Nevada Avenue South in Golden Valley, Minnesota. Don't forget the grand reopening event on now. Everything is better, and yes, I do have the bullhorn.
xgovernmentcars.com.
Well, where do I start? First of all, I have a number of people to thank for contributions to the Bob Davis Podcasts over the last year or so. And I'm going to read the name. Just going to read, straight up read the names. And maybe if I remember you specifically, I'll mention something specific about you. But if I don't mention you and you have contributed at thebobdavispodcast.com under that donate button, send me a note and I'll mention you going forward as well, because I really appreciate all of the contributions. The Mobile Podcast Command Studio is fully operational. It's really cool. I think after, I'm probably going to take off Friday. So it's Thursday. Actually, it's Wednesday in podcast time. And then after this, I'm going to head up the Pacific Coast Highway this weekend to Carmel, Big Sur, Santa Barbara, and Napa, where I think I'm going to grab Sunny Lohman for a podcast if she still wants me to. I have to send her a message on Facebook, or maybe she'll hear it on the podcast. But I'm definitely going to drive up the PCH, and I guess I'll decide from there where I'm going to head. And I should mention, I have to be back in Minneapolis and St. Paul for the SD48 Republican get-together at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater on April 25th. Check out the SD48 Facebook page or website for more details. And then I'll post on Twitter and Facebook more about it as we get closer to that event. And yes, the Mobile Podcast Command Unit 8 will be there. So if you want to see it, especially if you've contributed to it in the South Metro, I guess is that the South or Southwest or Southeast Metro in Minneapolis and St. Paul, coming out to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater on April 25th. And even if you just swing by, you'll see the podcast unit sitting there. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, I want to thank, these are contributors. These are not clients. So these are contributors to the BobDavisPodcast.com. These are the people that I have husbanded the resources that they have given me to purchase and outfit the Mobile Podcast Command Unit. And by the way, when I talk about outfitting the Mobile Podcast Command Unit, The only outfitting that took place was actually hooking up the power inverter because it didn't have electric power, so I had to put that in. But other than that, getting it painted, that type of thing, you know, this isn't some luxury. This isn't some luxury vehicle. It's luxury to me, and it's really cool to me, but I haven't done anything to the inside of the ambulance. It's still the same as it was when it was an ambulance. There's the little, I'm not using the audio chair, which I now refer to it, the little chair across the way from where I'm sitting right now, which is, if you looked, saw the picture on Facebook, you saw me sitting in there. That's got, you know, it's an enclosure, so it sounds really, it kind of sounds boomy. And I just chose to sit on the other side. So I'm sitting on the bench seat, which is a strap-in seat, and it's vinyl. And other than that, it looks, in the pictures to me, it looks kind of like a train car. It kind of has the train car windows, and it's very heavy duty. But I haven't done anything luxurious. This isn't some luxurious vehicle. This is very much a functional vehicle. So, again, I just wanted people to know that, because the general manager of the podcast was very adamant that I really shouldn't be asking people for, I don't want people to think that they're buying me a house or buying me a car or something like that. This is a podcast vehicle. And if you ever see it, you'll see exactly what I mean. It's really cool, but you'll see exactly what I mean. And once I get back out on the road, I will be producing podcasts with the engine running, because I don't really want to run the electricity off the battery. So you'll hear the diesel cranking away. But here we go. And I hope I get your pronunciations right. There's a long list of people, but I really wanted to do this. I think it's really important. So here we go. Starting with, and they're not in alphabetical form, so you can't cheat. You have to listen for your name. Chrissy Lundberg, the Jaegers of Maple Grove. I've seen the Jaegers for years at various meetings. They come out. They're supportive people. They bought T-shirts. You guys, thank you so much for your contributions. Karen Weum, I hope that's how you pronounce the name. Karen, Weium of St. Paul. John Weber of Eagle Lake, Minnesota. Oh, and by the way, these people are on this list. If you contributed $5 or more, you're on the list. You know, some people were $150. Some people have contributed more than $100 more than once. It's unbelievable. Randy Walker contributes all the time from Cottage Grove. Thank you. Some of these people also, by the way, I don't know what town they're from, so my apologies there. Charles Ullery, Ullery. Charles, contributes at various different times. Joseph Toshida of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm coming to Las Vegas, Joseph, so if you want me to swing by, let me know. I think I'm coming to Las Vegas. I might go through Reno. I don't know yet. Wendy Tolanen from Egan. Wendy, among other things, contributed a lot of money. And the second thing is Wendy has also helped me with Facebook and the website and other stuff. So, Wendy, thank you. Marcy and Henry Tenenblant of all places of Beverly Hills, California. And I was just in Beverly Hills last night. So, thank you, guys. And Henry Tenenblant as well. Lottie Steinick from, and I always say Steinicke, which is wrong. It's Steinick. It's Stinke. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. Edina. Greg Stamp from Badness Heights, Minnesota. John Spaulding from Bloomington, Carl Sorensen from Bloomington. Carl's great on Facebook and has, you know, been a supporter for a long time, and I really appreciate it. Steve Smith from Egan. Shane Skelton from Burnsville. I get a lot of messages and emails from Shane, and I really appreciate that. Brent Severson from Brooklyn Park. Brent and his wife are awesome, and I see that they've been another group of people that are out a lot, and we see them all the time at different places, and it's really great. Let's see. James Schmidt from Farmington, Minnesota. Sean Sarazen, another guy that we see a lot of events, and we hear from him a lot in Eden Prairie. Thaddeus Richardson in Andover, Michigan. Minnesota, sorry about that. Michael Prinsing from Greenfield, Michigan. I'm going to have to get out to Michigan this summer for sure. So, Michael, send me an email. Tell me where I'm supposed to go. Someone named C. Prather from Columbia Heights. Bob Petty from Columbia Heights. I see Bob on Facebook all the time. Julianne Olson from Chanhassen. Timothy, I hope you're coming out, Julianne, to the SD48 thing on April 25th at the Chanhassen. Timothy Hayes of Rosemount. Amy Olson from St. Paul. Amy has contributed, I think, twice a lot of money, and I see Amy on Instagram all the time, and I think it's her husband. I hope it is. Amy, you know, both of you guys, thank you. Wayne Nelson from Minneapolis. Ed Nass of Plainview, Minnesota. Bill Mowry from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Andrew Moon from Orinoco, Minnesota. Tom Marco from St. Paul. Francis Marco from St. Paul. Margaret Louise, I hope I pronounced this name right, L-U-E-S-S-E, from St. Croix Falls. Bernadette Lex from Coleman, South Dakota. Thank you. Kevin Lemons from Forest Lake. Eric Haig. Eric sent me books and all kinds of stuff, and I really appreciate that. Kelly Gunderson, always great. Kelly also goes by the handle Talkette, I think, on Facebook and Twitter. So, Kelly, thank you for your support all through the years. Kathleen Howe, Jeffrey Larson, and these are people I don't know where you're from or how much you contributed. So, Kelly Judson. And then, and those might not even be all of them. So, again, if I didn't mention your name and you contributed, send me an email and I'll get it up there. Also, I want to thank the sponsors again of the Bob Davis podcast. This sponsor of this particular podcast, xgovernmentcars.com, Bachland R&D. I've mentioned, talked many times about how John has encouraged me to do this and shown me how to do it, and I really appreciate John's support. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, Greg Ryan. I always tell the story about how Greg walked up to me at, we were at the Humphrey Center over at the U, and he walked up to me and said, so how does this podcast thing work? And I told him, never met Greg before. And he comes back with a check and said, give me this much worth of podcasts. Okay, I'll do it. And we've been working together ever since. And I want to thank Depot Star and Mark Corin, who has become a very, very good friend and really fun and a great supporter. And I, these are people that I gather. This is my board of directors, you know, that really helped me run my business as well. Casey at Autonomous CAD is fantastic. And Casey, once again, one of those guys, as I said, takes a while to get to know Casey, but once you do, he is, he's an amazing guy. Very smart. Dr. Carl at Sedation and Implant Dentistry. We didn't know who was selling who when we initially met. He's got the whole Zango Juice thing with Mary Amlaw, and we were all selling each other that day, but I really appreciate Dr. Carl's business. By the way, I got to call you up, Dr. Carl, and hook you up again. Also, My Complete Basement Solutions, Victor Barkey down in, I guess, Rochester in Minnesota. Thank you, Victor, for your support. Sports Sales, IntelliWare. Let's see, Bob Harvey's company, Edelweiss.com. Edelweissdesign.com, actually, that does the fantastic landscaping work. And I've known Bob for an awful long time, and I really appreciate your business, Bob. Also, Tax Tiger. I forgot all about Tax Tiger until I looked back into my stuff. Complete Home Service and Remodeling, Brent and Julie, digital sponsors of the Bob Davis podcast. And, of course, Ken Madden at Mad K Studios. Thank you so much. It's pretty amazing to find out that you have the support to fund something like this from contributions to the podcast from you. And as I said, of course, I'm still going to need contributions for diesel fuel and coffee. And this is actually going to become more important as we head into primary and caucus season next year in 2016, because I'm going to be out on the road going to some events and really practicing more with getting podcasts turned around from this vehicle. So I'm pretty excited about that. So we have a lot of work to do to get ready for that this effort in the summer and fall. And, of course, more trips are planned. I'm going to go to D.C. this summer. Maybe I'll park it outside Congress and see if I can get these guys to comment on things. Maybe I can get Tom Emmer to come out and do a podcast with me. And I was going to say something else. What was it about this thing? I have to think about it for a second. Well, it must not have been important. So I guess I'm thinking ahead to the updates I want to do in this podcast because there are some updates and some things going on. And I know people really like those. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I almost forgot because I wanted to mention. So I have a love-hate relationship with data, you know, and I think this comes from just so many years in radio. You never had data. We had to wait for Arbitron. So you would work and they would come out. Usually, if you worked in a big market, they came out four times a year. And today, of course, people in radio have monthlies. And in fact, they can even do better than that. You can get weeklies. But, you know, we didn't have that when I started in radio. So you had to wait forever to get the numbers back. And then that's why a lot of us started doing market research. We had our own little call out rooms, and we could call people to try to get an idea of what was going on with the radio station. Well, of course, with podcasting, and of course, radio still, they have meters, but it's still terrible when it comes to the quality of the numbers, because it's people are either you're actually just recording their date, what they're doing, which is a little bit better than asking them to tell you what they're doing. But you don't really know a lot about those people. Whereas today we have, you know, great analytics, and we can get demographics, and we can get, and if you're listening and you're thinking about buying podcasts as an advertiser, this is a great, it's a great reason to buy podcasts, because we can tell you a lot more about who listens to the podcast, how much they listen to the podcast. And Mitch and I play games with putting StatPress on WordPress and taking it off and putting it on. And then we look at analytics and we go crazy. So I've stopped looking at the analytics unless I need to. So if I have a client that asks me a question or something, I'll pull the analytics and look at it. And I do look at the Google analytics a little bit, but a lot less obsessive than I used to be. I was obsessive. I get up every day, and that was one of the things that I did. And then I was like, I'm wasting all this time every day looking at these analytics. And when I say analytics, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the it's who's listening, who's downloading, where are they, what's their server, what kind of you know, browser are they using, what kind of operating system are they using, and so this is how I know that a lot of you are listening still on desktops, that a lot of you are still using you know, old sort of Microsoft type stuff. And it's one of the reasons we put the podcast up on Stitcher and TuneIn, because it works better with Android devices and other devices besides iPhones. You know, I started out with iTunes, and I started out with the Apple, you know, infrastructure. And the Apple infrastructure, I think, still works great. It probably still works best. But, you know, if you want to serve up podcasts, you got to go to these other services. Well, I got to tell you, in fact, we experimented with SoundCloud for a while, but that was a whole, I wouldn't call it a nightmare, but it was a, I actually should be on SoundCloud, but that was a whole other issue, was being on SoundCloud with, for other reasons. Anyway, so I looked at, we were looking at the stats, analytics, whatever you want to call it, a couple of days ago, and I hadn't looked in a long time, and I noticed that we have surpassed 10,000 feeds a day. Now, if I'd had 10,000 feeds when I first started doing this in 2009, I would have had a heart attack. And I certainly would have had a heart attack in 2013 if I had opened up my stats and seen 10,000 feeds a day and consistently, you know, 8,500, 9,300, 10,000, 10,500. So that means that in a month's time, we are serving up 300,000 podcasts if we're doing 10,000 feeds a day. And that's also because of you. So if you're listening to the Bob Davis podcast anywhere, we're continuing to grow. And it started out at 1,500 feeds a day, then it went to around 3,000, and now it has bumped itself up to 10,000 feeds a day. And for those of you who are skeptical of podcast audiences or podcasts in general as a medium, even though, you know, we hear all these numbers today about, you know, 25% of the people, 25% of the population listens to a podcast, which is any on-demand audio segment delivered at any given time. There's still a number of people, especially in radio, who are skeptical of podcasting. You know, 10,000 feeds a day is quite comparable, and in some cases better than local radio audiences. And most of the Bob Davis podcasts are, you know, regionally consumed, even though we have listeners and, you know, all over the world and all over the country, California and Illinois. I mean, Chicago is becoming one of my key cities, which is really amazing. So, you know, I just wanted to thank everyone for listening and taking the feed and subscribing and everything else, because it's all part of the same piece. Now, the next step is for me to monetize those 10,000 feeds a day and the, you know, the 20,000 page views on the BobDavisPodcast.com. So, you know, if you want to buy advertising, call me, because actually just send me an email and I'll get back to you, because this is a, this thing actually works. You talk to Casey, he's gotten business out of this on Autonomous CAD. Ex-Government Cars has really almost built a business on these podcasts. So they actually do work. But that's my little commercial for podcast advertising. At the same time, thanking my sponsors and all of the contributors. So let's move on to these updates, because I promised I would do these. Oh, I was going to say, the update podcasts are actually really popular. And I'm kind of surprised, because there's so many sources for news in this country. The update podcasts are popular. So very quickly, I'll give you some quick updates. So Rand Paul has announced his candidacy, and I noticed that it isn't as reaction heavy as the reaction to Ted Cruz. And I suppose that happens when you're the first in as opposed to the second in. And I was surprised today to read that Cruz's PACs are actually raising a lot of money, which is, you know, got to be giving people in the Jeb Bush group fits, since he hasn't officially announced yet at all, but they're continuing to try to raise money. But I have to say that I actually liked what Rand Paul had to say, and I wasn't prepared to. There are a lot of critics of his often unpredictable or predictable, depending on where you come from, stances on domestic and foreign affairs. They should just actually, critical of Rand Paul, you should actually just read his speech. And I don't know, in reading his speech, I really don't know what's not to like. Excerpts have been taken out of context all this week on Rand Paul's presidential announcement. I think it's better just to read his speech, because he does have a weird way of speaking. And I guess it's indicative of sort of this Reagan derivative candidate today, because most of these guys were just kids when Ronald Reagan was president, so they can claim that they're his heirs. But Paul seems to be able to ski that hill fairly well, at least on paper. Got to take a sip of my throat coat tea. It's really dry here. That's the only thing I noticed. Anyway, and I guess the other question about Paul's campaign is going to be whether he's gifted enough to reach people, but maybe the message will resonate with people. It's going to be very interesting when I get back to Minneapolis and St. Paul and start talking to my, you know, my reference points on politics, what the reaction of Republicans in some of these different Senate districts will be to a Rand Paul candidacy versus Walker or Jeb Bush. The last one I did, SD61, there's actually surprisingly a lot of support for Jeb Bush, which is kind of weird considering that that is Minneapolis proper. Speaking of 2016, it's looking more and more like the left is going to try to make global warming a cornerstone of their campaigns. The new tack is for candidates and other people, including the president, to try to, quote, personalize the issue. Get ready for that. The president brought up his daughter's asthma attack when she was 4. And my question was, well, okay, that's great. You can talk about your daughter's asthma attack, but does that have anything to do with global warming? My sense is, what I've read about asthma is, you can't really connect it to global warming, and it doesn't matter. They'll still do it. They're also going to try to draw attention to the wealthy business interests bankrolling Republican deniers, but you won't see too many press outlets mention billionaire Tom Steyer, the union's other left-wing causes who are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into Democrat campaigns. And then this is rearing its ugly little head again. I noticed that the UN and the climate change statists continue to want to reduce the world's population and eliminate capitalism. And this includes the communist Pope, who's all about global warming pro global warming Pope. And that's one of the reasons I call him the communist Pope. And he's really continuing to push this agenda along with the rest of them on all of us. And I'm just wondering whether people are smart enough to see through this. People consistently rank global warming well below their concerns, not just in flash polls. They ranked it 22nd out of 25 issues in Pew and other polls. And when people are actually asked to allocate resources to problems, global warming and environment drop to the bottom of the list. And this is true worldwide. So their effort to personalize, you know, the problem is going to be, it's very interesting to see if that actually produces results politically. I think the primary issues in the 2016 campaign, at least how it's shaping up so far for me, is they're going to be economic, whether it's inequality / mobility. The mobility thing is coming up. And what we're talking about when we talk about mobility is, really, we're talking about the results of dynamic growth, where somebody who doesn't have a job can get a job. You know, I ran into some friends out here, and some people are still languishing trying to work. And it's hard for people to find a job, especially if they haven't cross-trained or developed any other skills in the last 40 or 50 years, 30 years or whatever. Meanwhile, there are problems in the world and the U.S., as I said right just now, as a result of productivity losses, bad management, and inaction on the part of government, bad government management. And then officials who say that they're they're concerned about people or the environment, but aren't, including your old buddy Uncle Warren Buffett. Rail cars are falling apart. The NTSB says new designs and new cars are important because when they crash, they start fires, and they would have to refit or rebuild all of these tankers that carry oil from the the fracking grounds in Texas and North Dakota. Or they could just build the pipeline that your old Uncle Warren, filthy rich with income from subsidies for wind power and anything else he can get his dirty little hands on, flatly opposes. I can't stand Warren Buffett, and I can't stand Warren Buffett worship for exactly this reason. If you've seen House of Cards, Warren Buffett is Tusk. That's the guy, that's the character that is Tusk on House of Cards. He's an interloper. A rich one, but an interloper nonetheless. Then there's still talking, a lot of people still writing and talking about Indiana and Apple CEO Tim Cook's condemnation of a religious freedom law in Indiana, which I have discussed in terms of the finer points of the law. On this one, that, you know, Obama supported and Clinton supported scores of states which had the same religious freedom law that legally doesn't in any way sanction in any way and any shape or form or any kind of effort to sanction racism or discrimination of any kind, and businesses or individuals can't use the law to defend themselves against that kind of behavior. I thought it was funny that a group of prominent conservatives, including the Gay Patriot and others, have written a letter to Tim Cook asking why, if he is so concerned about Indiana excluding people, why Apple still does business with countries that actually kill people for being gay, including Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Qatar, and Iran, and other Islamic-based governments. You hear a lot of talk about intolerant Christians. And sometimes I poke fun at the Christians, and I wonder what, you know, sometimes they're very, I don't know that I would even call them partisan. I would call them iconoclastic when it comes to politics. But you don't hear anyone on the left criticizing any Islamic countries or Islamic groups for the same kinds of prejudices. And you don't see Islamic groups, I'm sure that they will be the first to use these religious freedom laws to their own devices if and when the opportunity arises. Anyway, the big story out here in California is drought, and yet I noticed today that the sprinkler systems came on all over the place in this community that I'm staying at this morning. And then we also, unusually, apparently, and I say we, like I'm a Californian now, which I'm not, but I noticed that it rained for quite a while yesterday in this desert, parched, global warming, drought-infested place called L.A., and they'll be the first to tell you immediately, it's raining, but that doesn't mean the drought is over just because it's raining. So, and it's still rather cold, you know. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, I love the sunshine. The sun is really warm and great, and it everything is green, and this is a beautiful place. It really is. It's beautiful. But it's so interesting to hear all these complaints about drought and the debates going on about grass and everything else because of it. So, and I guess we had a little bit of that in Minnesota, and we will probably have a little bit of that because as spring continues, the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to start hearing about fires because there hasn't been, I don't think we have any snow cover left in Minnesota. So we'll see what happens. I guess I have to plan on it getting cold again as I head north. The sun is warm. I guess my plan is when I go north up to Napa, I'm either going to go across to Reno or back down to Nevada I'll be going through Nevada, but go head back down to Las Vegas because I have discovered on this trip that I actually prefer the just this incredible heat of the desert. I just love it. So I want to chill a couple of days in the desert heat and then get my tan cranked up. So I'll probably have to do that at some point. And then I'm heading back to the upper Midwest, and I'll let you know more about that on the way up. Maybe I'll take a different way and go. I really don't want to go. See, it's still too early to risk because I do not want to get this thing on a mountain road in the snow. I'm just a little bit concerned about a giant 8,500-pound ambulance fishtailing down some 10,000-foot mountain. So I'm trying to avoid winter weather on the way back, and it's early enough that that could happen, especially out west. So I'll be checking the maps, and any suggestions, just email me through the podcast page, thebobdavispodcast.com, And I'd love to hear your suggestions for ways to get back. I mean, I can go any way, But anyway, thanks for listening and donating to the BobDavisPodcast.com. Podcast 351, of course, sponsored by xgovernmentcars.com. Got to thank Ed Johnson. Ed is one of the key people who said, probably almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, don't get a van, I'll get you an ambulance. And that is the X-Government Cars is the reason that this ambulance, the Mobile Podcast Command Unit 8, actually exists. And I want to thank again, specifically Ed Johnson. I mentioned that the grand reopening event continues at xgovernmentcars.com. Get out there and check it out. First of all, great cars, they're professionally maintained by the government, and then Ed Johnson and the staff at X-Government Cars gets them all ready to deliver to you. They've got the Ford Police Sedans, Impalas, they have, of course, the Crown Vicks, vans, SUVs. So cash deals direct from owner Ed Johnson, a 3-day satisfaction guarantee, financing for all levels of credit. You can apply online 24/7 at xgovernmentcars.com, and you can apply online safely. So check it out or visit them at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. Let me get the ambulance PA system.
xgovernmentcars.com.
Got to thank Mad Case Studios for sponsoring the digital side of the Bob Davis Podcast. Mad Case Studios specializes in quality, original automotive artwork. Click on the banners for Mad Case Studios at the top of the BobDavisPodcast.com for more information. Click on the banners for all the sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast for more information on what they do at the BobDavisPodcast.com. Thank you for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, and TuneIn. Thank you for subscribing. We're over 10,000 feeds. It's great. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. Also, clicking on the sponsors ads at the Bob Davis Podcast and for patronizing the sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast. And thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. Contributors, you are keeping me in Diesel Few and Komodo Dragon Coffee and Throat Coat Tea. I should just call it Diesel rather than Diesel Fuel, because then I always get too excited and I can't pronounce it. So thanks for listening to Podcast 351.